Now, we're going to start this afternoon by sharing with you a story about a young girl from Tralee who went on a night out and the whole thing ended very badly. But it could have ended a hell of a lot worse were it not for the vigilance of her mom, who was able to track her daughter's movements via an app on her phone and was able to get to her and bring her home before something serious might have happened. In short, she had her drink spiked. It's quite a worrying story, but I think one that all you parents out there should listen very carefully to. This happened here in Tralee just a few weeks ago. The young girl's mother is called Lisa, and she spoke to me earlier and told me the story.
Yeah, that's right, Deirdre. My daughter went out with a group of her friends, and like that, there's a rule in our house, you know, you keep the communication open at all times. So if I text you, you text back, you snap, you FaceTime, whatever. So like that, I had messaged her. She told me, yeah, Mom, we're just here. She actually FaceTimed me with a couple of her friends at about 10:30, and you know the way, like a mom, you know the way, like that, she was having a couple of drinks, and I knew instantly. I said, yeah, she's grand, she's perfect, you know as a mom what your daughter, how much she's drank and how much she hasn't drank. So at 10:30 I knew instantly, yeah, she's fine, no problem. Then my other daughter was in the house at the time, and at about 11:15 my daughter came into my bedroom. I was, you know, sorting out stuff, and she said, Mom, I want to show you this snap. And she said, you know, look at my sister in the background. And I looked and I thought, like, I looked at my daughter and she was actually swaying, her eyes were closed. Now, this was a matter of 15, 20 minutes, because I had actually physically spoken to her on a FaceTime. And then, so instantly then I said, look, I'm just going to ring her. There was no answer. I kept ringing, I kept snapping, I said, you know the rules, da da da. Still no answer. I then went into her location, because she had downloaded an app onto my iPhone from her iPhone, so I can specifically see where she is at all times. I could see that she was still in this particular bar in Tralee, so then I proceeded to start calling some of her friends. They said, yeah, no, we don't know where she is. So my heart was in my stomach. I said to my daughter, I said, come on, get out. And I literally ran out the door in my pajamas and got into the car and parked near this bar. And like, there's one door in, one door out. And I thought, if she comes out or if somebody tries to bring her out, I'm here, I'm ready. So I literally parked there I think it was a Saturday night, a Friday or Saturday night. It was a busy night. The whole town of Tralee was out. And here's Lisa sitting in a car watching. I said to my daughter, I said, go into the bar, go in and check the toilets, because I could see that she was in the bathroom. But like, it was about 11:15 at that stage. I couldn't get out of the car and go into the bar in my pajamas. So I couldn't go in, but so I said to my daughter, go in. So she went in, but you know, she'd be quiet enough. She walked up to her friends, my daughter's friends, and she said, have you seen her? I said, no, we think she went here, there, and whatever. So my daughter came out, and I said, no, she's here. So we drove around. I did get out of the car and start looking in cars behind this building, you know, thinking maybe she's outside the door with someone. I thought, okay, I'm just going to wait for the bar to close, and I'm actually going to go into the bar. I sat there and kept ringing, and eventually my daughter answered, and she said, hello. And I said, oh my God, where are you? She said, I'm in a bathroom. I said, you're still in this particular bar. Come outside the door. I'm here.
Okay.
So she must have just woken up. She came outside the door, got into the car. We went home, and I thought, okay, she's just after drinking too much. I was fuming, because I thought she was after doing shots and this and that. But then she, normally when she goes out having a couple of drinks, she wants food and whatever. There was no talk, there was no nothing. She then went home, started projectile vomiting, which wasn't at all like her. Yeah. And I was still fuming, but like, I stayed up all night kind of watching her, but just didn't even think for a second that she could have been spiked. I'm from Tralee. I've never, you know, the way it's never happened to me. I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
So I thought, and I still go out. So I, you know, the way, and I thought I'd be streetwise enough, like this couldn't happen. The following day, you know, I went into her. She was still extremely sick. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to go to the chemist and get a drugs test. So, you know, I got this drugs test and, you know, checked her, and she came up negative for everything. And I said, do you think you've been spiked? And she said, I think so. She said, I've never... She was so, so sick. You know, I just couldn't understand how she was so sick. She didn't get out of the bed, and then she got quite nervous. She didn't want to go out, you know, in the weeks that followed. She didn't go anywhere because she was so nervous.
And how old is she, Lisa?
She's 17.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so she's an old 17, you know,
yeah.
And I'm not, you know, everyone thinks, oh yeah, my child doesn't drink, and she doesn't drink because she's 18. That's a load of BS. They're drinking, but it's up to you as a parent, you know, to say, okay, yeah, I know you're drinking. And like that, I would say to my daughter, don't overdo it. You know what you're capable of.
Yeah.
So in this case, had I not known that she was drinking, her friends could have hid her from me. You know,
yeah,
she wasn't drinking, but whereas I know my daughter drinks, there's an open line of communication.
Yeah, and there's a lot to be said for that. And Lisa, like, there's people listening now, and they'll be saying, "Ash, you're obviously the young one was absolutely out of her mind on booze, and the mother is fooling herself thinking she was spiked." But you know your daughter, and it sounds to me like she was completely disorientated and didn't know where she was, which is a different thing altogether.
Oh, she had no clue. She had no clue where she was. We were in the car. She said, I want to go home to my mom. And I said, you were with your mom. You know, you'd want to be up fairly early in the morning to pull the wool over my eyes. There's no flies in me.
Yeah.
And I knew, you know, I said, there's something. Has somebody given her a drug or something? I put it up on TikTok then. I put a video up. And the amount of messages that I got from young people who had been spiked in bars all over Tralee, all over Limerick, all over Cork, all over Dublin. But I was quite shocked at the amount of people that were spiked in Tralee. I was shocked.
And what was the last thing she remembers before everything went woozy on her?
She said she went into the bathroom and she doesn't remember anything until I was on the other end of the phone saying, get up, walk outside the door. She had no bag, she had no nothing.
God.
It doesn't bear thinking about, you know, and I asked the girls that she was with, was there anyone around you? You know, did anyone know we were, you know, there was nobody around us, you know, so, and like, all these kids are aware that their drinks could, you know, potentially be spiked. So they are aware.
But all it takes is a second, apparently, for somebody
a second,
to,
and, yeah. Yeah. And people had messaged me and said, it doesn't matter, you know, the traces of someone being spiked are gone within seconds.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
You know, but it was just scary, like, to get so many messages and from bars all over Tralee. And I was like, because we've got the big college here and everything,
mm-hmm.
and it was a lot of students.
Yeah, the other thing, Lisa, is I think it's, you know, you seem to have a good system in place with your daughters about when they go out. And I mean, the whole idea of being able to track her phone, I mean, that was crucial in this instance, because God knows what might have happened if you hadn't been so vigilant in trying to find her.
Yeah, and it was something that she actually put on my phone, because she was sick of me ringing her every 5 minutes. So she said, Mom, I'm just going to put this on your phone so you know where I am. And this is like, this is not just when she goes out. This is during the day. You know, this is for everything.
Yeah.
You know, I just need to know where my girls are at, you know, so that if they run into bother, I'm accessible to them.
Mm. Is there any lesson to be learned, Lisa? I mean, in terms of, obviously your daughter knows about spiking and, you know, she did all the right things, but she still got caught. I mean, what can you do short of never letting the drink out of your hand? I mean, kids want to dance, they want to go, they need to go to the bathroom, you know. What do you do?
Yeah, do you know what, Deirdre, I really don't know. It's just, like, it's dangerous for our young girls out now. You know, it is dangerous. You know, gone are the days when we, like, when we went out and we left our drink wherever and we danced around a handbag and we went back and our drink was still there.
Yeah.
You know, there was no problem. But those days are completely gone, and it is quite dangerous.
There you go. That is Lisa there talking about what happened to her 17-year-old daughter when she was out and about on a night out with her friends in Tralee very recently. This only happened a few weeks ago, and she had her drink spiked. And only that her mom has one of those tracker apps on the phone and was able to see where her daughter was and had the wherewithal to jump into the car, go downtown and get her and bring her home. God knows what might have happened to her. And Lisa says it's not just happening in Tralee, it's happening in a lot of other towns and all over the country as well. And what can we do about it, I wonder? Well, if anyone out there has had a similar experience or has any views on this, maybe you've had your own drink spiked or someone in your family has, or maybe you have a solution to this problem, because it is a growing problem, I'm told. Do let us know on 083 300 3300. Lots of comments coming in about this already, and we'll read some of those to you after this break.
Talk about